好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax， 欢迎大家。我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。Hi, ML.
Hi, I'm Susan. Nice to see you again.
首先我们来复习一下上次的内容。
首先几个特别特别好用的短语。第一个 ,Hi, bro.
I want one of those hi bros.
Yes, I want to be one of them too, someday. Yeah.
Hi, bro, 说的是有教养，
有高级趣味的人。
这
个有高级趣味的人。
有
这个难说是不是高级趣味、古典音乐名著。
基本上就是不是很俗的人
Yes, that's right. 还有一句呢，就是
hit on me. 看上他了。
对，注意他 hit on someone, especially using
for guys to chase girls.
Yes, hit on someone. 还跟 hit 有关的还有另外两个，一个是 hit the books.
直接打书，其实不是，
就是好好努力的温书，好好学习。
Study hard.
And hit the ceiling.
Hit the ceiling is out of rage.
是说某人非常生气，暴跳如雷，用 hit the ceiling， 他跳起来都撞了房顶。所以用 hit the ceiling 来说他这种情状。
Okay, remember that? That's the first part last time. And the second part is do you think I was born yesterday?
你以为我那么傻啊？
我很知道人情世故的。
对 ，I know the time of the day.
I know the time of day. 我知道人情世故。
这里 time of day 呢是打招呼的时候说 good morning, good afternoon 是这种对吧？
The time of day 里面，它如果跟两个不同的动词连用，就意思就不一样。Give the time of day 是搭理，
都没朝理我。
He wouldn't give me the time of day.
对 ，Good morning 都没跟我说，就 pass me by， 是吧？我
就过去了。
然
后如果是 know the time of day 呢，就是知道人情世故了。
See the world.
已经周游全世界
啊，这个倒不一定周游
吗？不是周游哈，
对，
就是我已经。反正就是基本上世界的事儿没有我不知道的，
辣的应该有这种感觉。
没有我不知道的了。Say the word, know the time of day, right? 好 ，Let's start the new lesson.
All right, the first one, hold the baby, 哈，抱着小宝宝。This one is good, right?
So sweet.
Yeah. Why didn't you attend our party last night?
Oh, I was terribly busy.
What were you engaged in?
Holding the baby.
Holding the baby. Whose baby?
You must have misunderstood me. I was busy preparing the documents for the next day's meeting.
这里的 hold baby 虽然说我们觉得好甜蜜的一种事情 hold the baby, but
so
actually, it's not that easy job, huh?
不是那么 sweet 的是苦差事，干苦差。
所以 hold the baby 就是干苦差事，不是一定要跟 baby is annoying sometimes, huh?
Hold the baby, maybe.孩子有时候比较吵，然后他哭的时候，你说别哭了，他根本就不听你的，
所以要抱啊抱啊抱啊，所以就很苦差事，对不对？
说就是打也不是，骂也不是，只能好好的哄他，所以干苦差。
Yes, 所以我说 holding the baby, I was busy preparing documents for next day meeting.
Your boss is merciless, for yesterday was weekend.
You're absolutely right, but I have no choice.
有时候就是工作，人在江湖，身不由己哈。
就是 hold the baby.
Sometimes you need to hold the baby.
对。
Or you get good job, a good chance, right?
Yes, that's right. 还有一些跟汉语一样，英文的某些常用的动词和会表达很宽的含义，比如说
对。
You said you would go shopping today.Have you got anything?
Yes, I bought some really smart t-shirts. It's really a good buy. Guess what? I got them only for $5 for each.
Get out! I don't buy it.
But I'm not trying to sell them to you.
这时候我说我听说你去 shopping, 去雪宾了 today. Have you got anything?
就是我买了几件特别特别的
smart t-shirt, 特别棒 t-shirt. It's really a good buy.
真是不错。
就是说
买的很值，一件才5块钱。
Get out, I don't buy it. 这个 get out 是 英文中的滚，对吧？我们好像觉得它的这个含义，
我们就说你得了吧。
其实这样不是这样用，就是 get out， 不相信，怎么可能
啊？你算了吧，就这个、
哦、I don't buy it。
嗯，他以为我在向他推销，我说根本就没这意思，我就是要告诉你，我觉得我买的很值。
对，很值。这个 I don't buy it 就是 I don't believe it。
Buy 和 believe 在这又有点像我们原来说过的万能动词，实际上这里不是，因为我们在最开始已经介绍过了，就是它的某些动词它的表现的意义很宽泛的。
对，它 buy it， 因为你买东西的时候，你差不多这个东西肯定要 convincing， 你喜欢或者怎么怎么样。 I don't buy it 就是我对这种根本不信啊，不感兴趣，所以 it's kind of you diverted a little， 稍微有一点自己的扩展
转变。
Right. So get out， I don't buy it，
I can't believe itMyself too. 我也不相信会这么便宜。
It's really, if you buy a t-shirt for only $5, really a good buy, huh? Welcome. I don't buy it.
所以这句话应该根据上下文来讲。I don't believe it. 在这里面是5块钱太便宜了。但是有说在上下文里也可以表示我可不买账，我可不吃这一套。Right?
这还是要看上下文的，对吧？
还
有呢，介词在英语中实际上非常难用的。很多
对
我们一开始初学的英语的初学者都会每天去记嘛。Take on, take off, turn on, turn off。
对，尤其大概就在英语里面 on 上面 ，under 下面。
Take in 相信，还有欺骗，哇，这些很多经常会把人弄得
晕晕的。
我们今天也说有两三个关于介词的 repair。介词词组 repair。Can I borrow your car? I know I have a date with Julia. I want to take her for a ride.
I'm sorry I can't, for it's just in repair.
It's in repair? I see, you just don't want to let me in your new car.
Yes, I'd glad to, but it's in repair.
这里的 in repair 明显是引起歧义的地方，对吧？但实际上呢，在我们觉得是 in repair 和 under repair 没什么区别嘛。
就是 in repair
都是在修，
就是在修嘛。
Under repair 也在修啊，但实际上，it's totally different. Yes, under repair 是修理中，譬如说 this road is under repair.
就是这个路，这个就正在修路啊。
对，
这个路正在修，但是 in repair 是已经修好了。所以这两个很不一样。所以我刚才我说 it's just in repair， 其实这个意思是说已经修好了，你就别爱怎么说就不借。
对。
其实他想表达的是 under repair 的意思，对吧？
对， under repair。 那跟这个 repair 相关的呢还有 beyond repair。
beyond repair， beyond 就是超越嘛，超过，也就是没法修了，
没法修了
啊，无法修复，
repair，
无法修复。
out of repair， 年久失修
房子就再怎么修也修不到原来的样子了，因为有20多年没有管过它了。
Yes,
所以 out of repair。
再说一下 in repair, under repair, beyond repair 和 out of repair 有什么区别。
还是这个 in repair， 我们在字面上分析是维修中，因为我们这一部分的大家知道是听不懂的，所以一跟相反已经修好了。
Under repair、
就是、
正在修理、
Beyond
repair
无
法修
理、
Out of repair
年
久失
修
了，失修不一定是非年久，对吧？所以呢，这个简单复习一下我们刚才说的几个词组。 Hold the baby、
really had a tough job、干苦差
可不是一个简单的工作，对吧？
No,
I don't buy it、
I don't believe it、
我可不相信，
我不吃这一套，我可不管。
那还有呢，就是 repair 和几个词组 in, under, out of 和 beyond， 相信已经记住了 right? OK.
Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语，
登录 www.coolearn.com，
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程
尽在新东方在线，更多精彩等着你。Let's go to part two, something you don't know how to say.
Now, nowadays there's the flexible. 那你肯定发了。
那你肯定发了。
对，原来我们说过，你的收入高吗？Is the money good?
Is the money good?
也说你是挣大钱的，干了什么什么。
Do you make good money? 你挣得多吗？
我们会说挣很多钱。 挣很多钱，我们说 big money, right?
对。
但是在美语当中可以说翻译过来就是坐在钱堆上。
坐在钱堆上就是肉 in a dough,
in dough, on dough, D-O-U-G-H, 是金钱现款的意思。
啊 rolling dough, 那就是在金钱里打滚吧。
嗯 ,dough 是 money 的俗称。所以 rolling dough 就像他说的在钱里边打滚了。
啊或者是 wallow in dough, 都是说哎在里头打滚的意思，就是说钱可多了了不得了。
嗯 ,just make a lot of money.
对。
啊另外美语还有一个 rake in the dough。
rake
是耙子。
是耙子，所以在那个在钱堆里爬钱。
就是搂大钱呢。
对，还可以赚很多很多钱嘛，对吧？
嗯 ,and have money to burn.
啊这个很正常 ,have money to burn.
嗯，还有钱可以烧，就是钱太多了哈。
对啊，很多美语就不是美语，是美好莱坞电影都会把钱当做，尤其男生抽烟的时候、
哦、点燃一个钞票，
然后再点烟。
其实嘛，我知道原来演那个小马哥的时候，他点燃就用一个钞票点燃之后，然后点着了。扔在地上一看，翻过来背面根本没有印东西，原来是个假的，这一面印有钞票哎。
That's understandable、huh?
嗯、
所以记住这几个有关于钱的东西，我们来说几个句子、
嗯、
You look like a million.
Thank you.
How's your business?
Good, very good. We just put on our new designer shoes on the market and they are selling like hot cakes
Really, you must be rolling in dough then.
嗯，
这里首先 you look like a million.
嗯，你看起来像个百元大钞。
啊、这里就是说你
精神
焕发。
嗯，会问生意怎么样啊？嗯，很好。我们刚在市场上推出名家设计的新款鞋，很畅销，就是 sell like hot cakes.
Hot cake, 抢手货啊。
嗯。
So you must be rolling in dough.
嗯，那你肯定发了。
肯定在钱堆里打滚嘛，
嗯、
对吧？所以说 You are going to Las Vegas again?
Yes, for a salaried worker like me, gambling may be the only way to rake it in.
It also could be the easiest way to take yourself to the cleaners.
嗯，他说你又去拉斯维加斯了吗？
啊，就美国最著名的赌城吗？
对。嗯，他说是啊。For a salaried worker like me, 像我这样的工薪阶层来说，赌博可能是唯一能够赚大钱的路子了。
Gambling may be the only way to rake it in.
Rake it in 就是搂钱了。
对。It also could be the easiest way to take yourself to the cleaners.
啊，
这是让你倾家荡产的最方便的方法。
对呀、啊，所以有时候机会就是这样的，要么、
oh, no.
你就成了大款，要么就成了穷光蛋。但是 gambling。
It
couldn't be the best way.
Yeah, don't gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Right?
So, that's the word and the phrases and the sentences.
嗯，你肯定发了。
You must be rolling in dough.
啊，这个是你可以形容，比如说好久不见一同学，然后又 heard that you must be rolling in dough.
嗯。
那你比如说，如果要是赚大钱的 rake in the dough.
嗯 ，and have money to burn.
啊、哦，钱多了可以烧了，
嗯，可以当纸烧了
，right。
Okay, now let's move to the third part. That's the English or witty story.
嗯 ，We are all motivated, either positively or negatively.
嗯，我们都受动机驱使，要么积极，要么消极。
啊、哦，积极和消极。When I was in Toronto, I heard a story of two brothers.
在多伦多听说了两个兄弟的故事。
One was a drug addict and a drunk who frequently beat up his family.
其中一个吸毒酗酒，并且时常殴打他的家人。
The other one was a very successful businessman who was respected in society and had a wonderful family.
而另一个呢，在社会上却是十分成功的商人，而且在社会上也备受尊敬，同时还有一个美好的家庭。
Some people wanted to find out why two brothers from the same parents, brought up in the same environment, could be so different.
嗯，有人就很想知道，为什么同样的父母生的孩子，生活境遇却如此不同呢？
嗯，The first one was asked, How could you do what you do?You are a drug addict, a drunk, and you beat your family. What motivates you?
有人问第一个兄弟说，你怎么会变成现在这个样子呢？你吸毒酗酒殴打家人，是什么促使你这样做的？
He said, my father.
是我父亲。
They said, what about you, father?
那你父亲是什么样的人呢？
They replied, my father was a drug addict, drunk, and he beat his family. What do you expect me to be? That's what I am.
我父亲就是吸毒、酗酒、殴打家人。你们指望我成为什么样的人呢？那就是我了，那就是我的样子。
They went to the brother who was doing everything right and asked him the same question. How come you are doing everything right?
他们来到行为很端正的兄弟那里问了同样的问题。你是怎么成为现在这个能够做好每件事的人呢？
What's your motivation?
你的动力的根源在哪里呢？
And guess what he said?My father, when I was a little boy, I used to see my dad drunk and doing all the wrong things. I made up my mind that I was not going to be like that.
原来是这样。他的动机同样是他的父亲。当他是个小孩子的时候，看见父亲经常酗酒和做错事，他就一定决心不要做那样的人。
Both were deriving their strength and motivation from the same source.But one was using it positively, and the other one negatively.
原来两个人的动力和力量均来自同一个源头，但一个积极地利用他们，另一个却消极地沿袭了他们。所以
，negative motivation brings a desire to take the easier way, which ends up being the tougher way.
Remember that. 消极动机能够令人产生走捷径的欲望，但是结果却往往以难堪收场。
So remember this.
We are all motivated. 我们都有成功的这个动机 either positively or negatively.
Okay.
要么积极，要么消极。
Okay, that's all for today.
Okay, see you. Bye bye.